Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the one and only extremely talented and good-looking Karen Kessler is here.
Wow, that is quite the introduction. And these are lovely offices, in case you haven't seen them out there.
Right, and Karen is lovely too. So Karen, welcome back. This is a little unusual in the fact that we're doing an extra show this year about Theater by the Sea because it's an extra special year, correct?
It certainly is. This is our 90th anniversary since that historic theater was made into a theater. It was a barn previously, and, you know, it had animals in it and all that good stuff, but it was turned into a theater to create jobs for people back in 1933. So we are celebrating our 90th anniversary, and we are going to do a big barn bash.
A big barn bash.
Say it three times now.
All right. Big barn bash, big barn bash, big barn bash.
You pass.
Okay.
Excellent.
So the celebration is going to take place on about 3 weeks from now.
Right. On a Monday night, August the 21st is when we will be doing this extravaganza. And we are inviting back a lot of alumni that we hope people remember from long ago, back in the Tommy Brent days, to since Bill has purchased the theater. We're talking about Bill Haney here, of course. This is Bill Haney's Theater by the Sea. We're doing a concert, and we're also having a little after party, so they can just come to see the concert, or they can do an add-on and do the whole evening with us.
What a deal. What a country. I wish I could be there.
Well, as a matter of fact, I believe you are.
Oh, that's right. I am going to be there.
Because I believe you have performed at Theater by the Sea during the past.
I have.
But not 90 years ago, of course.
No. Almost. But we should clarify that it's a little unusual having a big celebration, a big event like this on a Monday night. So I'm stressing to the audience, this is not a Friday night as usual or a Saturday or a Sunday matinee. This is Monday night.
And why is that? Why do you think it's on a Monday night, Mike?
Well, let me think about the actors involved. Possibly because that's when everyone's day off is.
That is correct. And of course, we also have shows every other night of the week. Mondays are our only opportunity to do anything else other than our regular main stage shows, which right now we are in the middle of Bodyguard, or toward the end of Bodyguard. So Mondays are our only opportunity. And this is closest to the date of the actual anniversary, which I believe is August the 7th. I should have looked that up before I came, shouldn't I have?
Well, that's all right. It's close enough. It's in that range. So we're going to have lots of people there. As you mentioned, my quartet will be there because we were part of Music Man.
No. Were you?
We were.
And I think you did that more than once.
Yes. Yes, we did. But along with that, we have people from shows ranging from Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein. You mean Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Yes.
People from Ain't Misbehavin' and Kinky Boots and all kinds of shows right over the past years.
Yes. From a long time ago, even back to the old days when Michael McGraw was here. He did 19 shows from 1977 through 1991. So he has quite the history, and a good friend of his, Gary Lynch, will also be here, who did old time stuff, I Love My Wife, Pirates of Penzance, Brigadoon, West Side Story. So yeah, it's going to be an exciting evening. I'm really excited to see these folks back, where a lot of them started their careers here.
Right. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Very nostalgic. So if you've been to Theater by the Sea and you remember some of these, it would be a great opportunity to relive the events of the past. And if you haven't been to Theater by the Sea, just shame on you.
That's right.
You should be there. So It's still playing Bodyguard right now as we speak. And so there's like another week left of that.
Yep, yep. That'll be closing this Saturday night. And then we'll be opening Jersey Boys next Wednesday, as a matter of fact.
So there you go. So there's an opportunity. If you haven't gotten there yet, go see one of those shows or both of them and then take in the August 21st Spectacular. Want to get a little music in, get some flavor of the evening. We're going to start with something from My Fair Lady.
And where would we? Why would we be starting with that? Because Carrie Conti, who played our Eliza Doolittle, will be coming and joining us for this event. So we thought we would reminisce about Carrie Conti and this wonderful show, My Fair Lady. I think it was back in 2015.
Right. Wouldn't it be lovely? Loverly.
It's rather dull in town, I think I'll take me to Paris. The missus wants to open up the castle in Capri.
Me doctor recommends a quiet summer by the sea.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair out. Wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of cow making lots of ink, warm face, warm hands, warm feet out. Wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sweet naps are blooming loosely still. I would never budge till spring crept out of me windowsill. Someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be. Who takes good care of?
For me to eat, lots of coal, make lots of it. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet.
How wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting absolutely lovely still. I would never budge till spring crept out of me windowsill.
Someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as she can be. Who takes good care of me?
How would I be lovely?
Lovely.
Lovely.
Lovely. Come on.
Going to go to the best show ever written, of course, Which is, of course, Music Man.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
I wonder why you think it's the best, Mike. Can you tell us?
I don't know why. It's very near and dear to my heart. If you don't know, I grew up with Music Man, have done literally hundreds of productions around the country on tour and throughout New England in various spots and little segues here and there in Ohio. Probably you didn't know that.
I don't believe I did.
See that? But, Music Man is written by Meredith Willson in the late 1950s. And when he wrote the musical, you may not know this, Karen, but he was already familiar with the Buffalo Bills Quartet, which were international champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society.
Were you in that group, too?
I was not in the group, but however, the night I was born, they sang to me in the hospital. They were with my dad.
Are you kidding me?
No, if you didn't know that little fact.
I did not know
that. They became my honorary godfathers.
I love this.
And I went to a lot of the shows back in the late 1950s, and I met Robert Preston, and I met Barbara Cook, and so I met a lot of people involved with Music Man over the years. So it was a thrill for me to be able to do it at Theater by the Sea. And Theater by the Sea did that just about 4 or 5 years ago, I guess, 2017, right?
I don't know. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
I know you may not, but I remember. So who's coming from Music Man?
Well, I think maybe you are.
Oh, okay.
And bringing some of your friends, and you're going to have a little quartet.
Okay.
But Stacy LeDoux was in The Music Man in that most recent production. I believe she would be called a Pick a Little Lady.
Right.
And Maria Day Hyde was also in it, and I believe that she was
the
mother.
Peru.
Correct.
The
Correct.
Peru. Right. Who's still, and she's kind of still involved with the theater, right? With Theater by the Sea.
She
in the past, very recently anyway.
Yes, yep. She's done a lot of things. She's been affiliated with the theater since 1980, so she has a very long history with the theater. She played Sandy in Grease back then. And in addition to working backstage, front of house, people may remember her as our house manager. She also appeared in Wizard of Oz as the Wicked Witch. She was
Ding
in Sister
dong.
Act. She was also in My Fair Lady, which was Loverly.
Right.
And, of course, The Music Man.
Well,
and a lot of Rhode Islanders may remember her from Charlie Hall's Ocean State Follies. She did that for many, many years. And, little known fact, she was one of the writers for the state song, Rhode Island's It's For Me.
What a deal. I didn't know. Along with Charlie Hall.
Along with Charlie mentioned. Hall. That is correct.
All right. Well, let's go to a song from Music Man. This is probably one of the more famous catchy tunes. It's You Got Trouble.
Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a bop-line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit and listening to some big out-of-town Jasper hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering away there noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled to the screen door patch to the beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble, folks, right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They were trying out Bevo, trying out Cubex, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with scents. And one fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the Armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble!
Oh,
right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. We've surely got trouble. Right here in River City.
Right,
gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children gonna have trouble.
Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. Aha, and so's your old man. Well, if so, my friends, you got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We sure got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children's gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is the devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. We've got big, big trouble.
With a T.
We have a T.
And it stands for pool.
That stands for
the amazing Music Man. Karen, we talk so much about Music Man, we're running short on time.
Of course we are.
But Newsies was a very popular show at the theater. Tell
it
us
was
about
very
that.
Popular. Actually, I mentioned Michael McGraw earlier, who people may remember from his time here, but he also did a lot of Broadway shows. Tootsie, Nice Work If You Can Get It, On the 20th Century, Memphis, Spam-A-Lot, Goodbye Girl. He's done a ton. And now he has a daughter who is also in the business, Katie Claire McGraw. And she was in our production of Newsies doing Catherine Plummer. And we did that show in 2019. And it was extraordinarily successful. It's one of those cult favorites, Newsies.
All right. So let's listen to Seize the Day from Newsies. Then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Minute by minute, that's how you win it. We will find a way. But let us seize the day. Courage cannot erase our fear. Courage is when we face our fear. Tell those with power, safe in their tower, we will not obey. Behold the brave battalion that stands side by side. Too few in number and too proud to hide. Then say to the others who did not follow through, you're still our brothers and we will fight for you. Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Once we've begun, if we stand as one, someday become somehow. And a prayer becomes a vow.
And the strike starts right there.
Day.
Welcome back to the Karen Kessler Show. That's a brand new program here on WCRI.
Fantastic.
I'm Mike Maino, and it's actually Conducting Conversation with Karen as our special guest.
So special.
Representing Theater by the Sea.
That's me.
You are very special. We're talking about the big birthday bash, 90th anniversary of the theater, which is going to take place on
August 21st. But it's not the big birthday bash. It's the big barn bash. Get it right. Get it right,
okay.
Mike.
Big barn bash. There we go. Big barn birthday bash. That would even
okay.
be better.
There it is. There it is.
So we talked about several shows, and let's go to Ain't Misbehavin'.
Yes, Ain't Misbehavin' has actually been done at the theater several times, but most recently it was done with this amazing actress, Tara Connor Jones, who our audiences fell in love with her. She played the Nell Carter role in Ain't Misbehavin', and she came back and played Mama Morton in Chicago. And lucky for us, she's able to come up on that Monday when she's not performing so that she can be with us. So I'm really excited to see her again. It's been a little while.
So we're going to listen to Ain't Misbehavin'.
Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me.
I don't stay out late,
I don't care to go.
I'm home about 8, just me and my neighbor's radio, I can't afford
one. Hey, Mr. Haven, I'm saving my love for you, saving my love just for you.
Shucks, Daddy, I love it when you move.
No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but who, huh? Oh, she's nobody. She's just a little girl. She just came to drop off some Girl Scout cookies.
And it's a Haven, I'm saving my love for you.
I know for certain the one I love. What do you mean you didn't know Girl Scouts deliver? They do, yes. Hey, Miss Bahaman, saving my love for you.
Like that corner in the corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for.
But while we're waiting,
hoping that my love you won't refuse.
Ro-do-do-do-do-do, ro-do-do-do-do, ro-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba.
Ooh, looking good but feeling bad is mighty hard to do when I'm feeling blue and needing you, and needing you.
Oh.
Ro-do-do-do-do-do, ro-do-do-do-do-do, ro-do-do-do-do-do.
I should take a notion to jump into the ocean. Tain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday, the cabaret all day on Monday, tain't nobody's business if I do. If my friend ain't got no money and I say take all mine, honey, tain't nobody's business if I do. If I give her my last nickel and then leaves me in a pickle, tain't nobody's business if I do. There ain't nothing I can do, no criticize me, but I'm gonna do just as I want to anyway, and don't care if they all despise me.
Come home dragging, then stay up all night ragging. Ain't nobody's business if I do.
If I eat three turkey dinners and announce that's just beginner, ain't nobody's business if I do.
If I date a real style setter, or go home with someone better, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Okay, this is where I try to stump Karen Kessler on the air.
Oh, no.
Do you have any concept as to how many shows have been done at the theater?
Like forever?
Yeah.
No, why do
but
you?
Would we figure like four a year for 90 years?
No, probably not. Because, I mean, a long time ago, I think that there were shows that literally ran 2 weeks each. And they may not have even necessarily been built at the theater. There was a Haymarket circuit where people got out of New York and then they would do like a barn circuit because it was too hot in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, back in the day, it was cool around here. You didn't need air conditioning. Exactly. Yeah. So I think that there probably are more than that. And then there are also dark years. The theater was dark for 3 years before Bill bought it from FourQuest Entertainment.
True, yeah.
So there were no shows there. During the war, the theater was closed, things like that. So I don't know that answer. That's a great question.
But we'll find out and tell you if you buy a ticket and come to the Bash.
I'm not making that promise. Mike is making that promise. So if you come to the Bash and you know Mike will be there,
right,
you can ask him for the answer because I don't know that I'll have time to look that up. But thanks for playing.
Okay, so let's get to the next show on our list, which is Mamma Mia.
Huge, so huge, in fact, that we brought it back a couple of years later. And
right.
That show, people love that show. It's crazy. They love the ABBA music, obviously. So we actually have three different actors that are coming from our productions of Mamma Mia. One of them is Al Bandonis, who was one of the fathers in that production. But Al has done a lot of shows at Theater by the Sea, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. He was in Hello, Dolly with Katie Huffman, who played Dolly. He was in our production of Spamalot, Mary Poppins, and of course, Mamma Mia. And the woman who played Donna in the first time we did Mamma Mia, Erica Mansfield, will be joining us. And she's done lots of things on Broadway, including Mrs. Doubtfire, Kiss Me, Kate, Bandstand, Finding Neverland, Pippin, Evita, How to Succeed, and Mamma Mia on Broadway. And she's going to be joining us. And then also Meryl Pfeiffer is coming back. Meryl was, she actually ended up playing every one of the dynamos when we first did the production in 2018. She was the understudy, and she went on for everyone that year. And then she came back for our encore and played the role of Tanya. She's done a couple of shows with us as well. One of them I remember was Beehive, the 60s musical. So Al Bandonis, Erica Mansfield, and Meryl Pfeiffer will all be reuniting from Mamma Mia, which is going to be lots of fun.
What a country. What a deal. Well, we're going to go out of this segment listening to Dancing Queen.
Having the time of your life. Ooh.
This is part three of the Karen Kessler Show. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about Karen is helping produce one of the biggest bashes in a long time. And you mentioned Katie Huffman in the last segment.
I did.
And she was on one of the galas. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Back when my quartet was with her, and we did a couple of the galas back then.
Yeah, it's probably 2010 or 2011, something like that.
Something like that,
yeah.
So it's a great time. It's August 21st, and it's a Monday evening. What
Monday
time?
Monday evening, 7:30 p.m., and there's the show, and there's also an after party if anybody is interested. It's one price for the show, and you can upgrade and do the whole evening if you like, and the after party will be in the restaurant Bravo by the Sea.
And you can buy tickets online right now.
Right now, or you can call Vinny in the box office. We love to mention Vinny in the box office.
We do.
The phone number is 401-782-8587 or online, www.theaterbythesea.com.
And just you'll see the birthday, Big Barn Bash. I almost messed it up. The Big Barn Bash. And all your tickets, don't be left out. I'm sure it's going to be sold out because there's, what, only 3,000 or 4,000 seats in that theater.
There's 492, but
well,
the after party is actually limited to the number because we can't have that many people in the restaurant.
Okay.
So there are less tickets available for that.
All right, so don't be left out. Get your tickets now, and we're going to try to get a lot of names for a lot more people that are coming to help celebrate. So let's talk about some of the other people that are coming.
So a couple of people, I had worked with this company way back. My first year was in 2000, and so there were people that I had met that had worked there back then and before. One of them is, she was known as Jenna Barrett, but it's Janet Barrett Maiello now. And she did Dames at Sea, Godspell, Jesus Christ Superstar, Oklahoma, 42nd Street, and she also choreographed some productions. So she did some choreography for The King and I when I was there during my time, and she will be joining us. And a good friend of hers, Dante Sciarra, was at the theater from 1987 to 1998. That's a nice long stretch. Kiss Me, Kate, La Cage, Grease. He was in one production of The Music Man as well.
Yeah.
Man of La Mancha, The Boyfriend, Singing in the Rain, Female Odd Couple. I mean, it goes on and on. He did a lot. And he did Broadway and national tours with Chicago, Hello Dolly, and Sunset Boulevard. So really excited to have those guys come in. And they're local. They're still local to us, which is great. So Rhode Islanders that are theater people.
Well, all right. Well, that was very well. That was good rapid fire.
Was that good?
Got all the names out. We're going to go to Young Frankenstein.
Oh, so there's one more name I need to mention. And that's Tommy Labanaris, who played Dr. Frankenstein. Or does he call it Frankenstein?
Frankenstein? Frankenstein?
I don't know. I think I'm confused. Well, hopefully he'll straighten us all out. But he played the lead in that show, and it was just so well received. It was so well done. I loved that show. It was really, really good.
One of my favorite shows of all time.
Really?
It really is, yeah.
Oh, good to know. Well, good thing you'll be there then, and you can tell Tommy how much you loved him in it.
All right, let's listen.
Dream all you want, my darling, of every lustful situation. Those naughty thoughts are fine with me, as long as they stay locked away in your imagination. You can hug me till I scream, if it's only in a dream. But please, don't touch me. You can feel me till I squeal, just as long as it's not real. But please, don't touch me. You can stick me, you can lick me, you can pinch me till I'm blue. You can bite me and delight me till I'm blind. You can savage me and ravage me, I care not what you do. If the lovely filthy things you do are only in your mind. You can spank me till I'm red, if it's only in your head. But please don't touch me. You can have me, don't you see, if it's just a fantasy. But please don't touch me. Freddy, darling, I know that you're a virgin.
Yes, for me, science has always come first. And as every guy in New York knows, I come first too. After our wedding, you'll be all so glad we waited. Until then, take cold showers when you're overstimulated. Anticipation is sublime, and although you might think I'm a tease, please don't touch me.
It must be, please don't touch me. The new dance craze that's sweeping Catholic girls' schools all over the Midwest.
Oh, what fun! Let's try it!
Stroke you till we're just about to die.
But even in your wildest dreams, don't dare to touch our tits. Don't dare to touch our tits.
Don't dare to touch our tits. Don't touch our tits. Don't touch our tits. Don't touch our
tits. Tits, 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 tits. Tits. When we're absolutely wed, you can do it till we're dead.
Elizabeth!
Until then, please,
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 please keep your hands off these.
Please don't touch me.
Please don't touch me.
Please don't touch me.
She's so touchy.
Oh! Karen, with 90 years of history, we could go on and on and on. We could do a whole series of shows.
Perhaps we should, Mike.
Maybe that's maybe we've just discovered a new show for WCRI.
The Karen Kessler Show.
The Karen that's Kessler
right.
Show.
I love it.
KK2.
That's it. Well, K2 because it's K squared.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yes,
K2. Let's get it right, please.
All right. Well, we have time for one more piece of music, but lots more people to mention, so yep, go ahead.
Well, obviously we should be talking about Bill Haney, who wanted to put this on, and Kevin P. Hill, who actually is directing Jersey Boys, but he's also directing this, and he put this together. And Matthew Chapel Hill has been wonderful with contacting everyone and getting them all here, so... a lot of hands have been involved with this particular show. But two more performers that are coming are from our big, big hit last year, which was Kinky Boots. And one of them is Audrey Bell Adams, who played Lauren. And people just absolutely loved her. It was her first time with us. She had done a tour of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and she's done Kinky Boots regionally at other places, Legally Blonde and Mary Poppins. And then our Lola, Julian Malone, who was just spectacular as Lola, just amazing, amazing performer, and so, so nice. They're both wonderful people. And he's going to be coming back to see us. He did National Tour of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, for several years, and he also toured with Kinky Boots. But we'll be back with us for this event.
Excellent. All right. We're going to go out with a song from Kinky Boots. But before we do that, I want to thank you for coming in and creating the Karen Kessler Show.
Thank you so very much.
Well, there you go. All right. Don't forget, this is going to be Monday night, August 21st. And that's the Big Bash. And
Big Barn Bash.
Big
Come
barn
on,
bash.
Man.
Well, I was trying to save time.
Oh, I see.
And don't forget, you still have time to see The Bodyguard and get your tickets for Jersey Boys.
Yep.
That's going to be a biggie.
It will be.
And we'll be talking about Jersey Boys next week on this program. So tune in for that and listen. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Always
thanks for having
a pleasure.
Me.
You were always telling me what I need to be, but you never really had enough. enough faith in me. Dad, you gave up the factory. Well, this time I'm gonna take that chance, leap into the vast expanse. This time I'm gonna seize my destiny.
No longer are we making shoes. We are making 2.5 feet of irresistible tubular sex. So let's do it!
I punch the holes.
I sew the seams. And I glue the leather tight.
I put the steel inside the heel.
Now we go off like dynamite.
Can you picture this? A glamour.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.